Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Great podcast for you this week. Thank you for checking it out. The incredibly talented Bretton Rose joining us in just a little bit. She's a newcomer, relatively, to the country music scene. This guy is not. This guy has been around a long time. Still super talented, though. Also getting much more talented at being a stay-at-home dad. Tim Hicks, how's that been going for you?
I've learned so... It was a steep learning curve for me when I got back. Almost 2 years to the day. I'm headed back over to the UK early in March, and I was there waiting to play. So when I got back, it was... My wife's a public health nurse, so she was on the front line 16 hours a day, and she's like, you know, the laundry needs to be done, the kids need to be fed, we need groceries, see you later. And she shut the door, and she's on to a Zoom meeting. So I learned a lot about organizing a household, cooking meals. I could cook like a dad. You know, I'm like a hamburger and hot dog, macaroni and cheese kind of guy. But I've learned a lot in the last 2 years, and I think I'm way better for it. Especially I took it upon myself to learn how to make homemade chicken fingers. Wow. So that was a big hit in the house. Yeah. So, and just how to just silly things. Like I would rely on my wife for, to tell me what groceries we needed. And now it's like, I can just scan the kitchen and know what we need and I'm out the door. So
I'm so proud of you.
I'm a way better partner for it. Like, honestly, I thought I was a good partner before, but it turns out I was a solid 6.5.
You're going back to the UK. I love the vocabulary in the UK. I do watch some UK shows, and my wife was born there, so I know some.
No
of
way,
it.
That's cool.
Yeah, but like, there's words that people have never heard of over here.
Yes, you know? Yes, of course. Yeah.
And did you have a hard time picking up some of that, or did you? You know.
No, I mean, I think that because. We have such a connection to the UK here in Canada that it was an easy transition. But yeah, I have to remember things like crisps,
yeah,
versus chips chips versus fries
and lorries,
lorries.
Why,
yeah,
why would you ever think a lorry would be a truck?
I'm a lawyer. I'm a lorry driver. The one fella said, and I was like, oh, that sounds pretty edgy. I don't know. Hey, all right.
You're going over to do C2C?
Yeah, C2C. It's going to be great. Three of us are going to do it, including my former guitar player, Jeff Porn, lives in London, England. So he's going to hop on the shows with us, which is great. Really nice to see and hang with him. And our wives are going to come. So we're kind of, turning it into Mom's Gone Wild UK edition while we're over there. So it's going to be great.
What do you, any vacation time, like on the back end or the front end? I mean, your wife needs a vacation. I'm just saying, even though you're a better partner now and you're doing more,
yes,
she needs a vacation.
Yeah. And she's still working hard. And yes, so she's going to take, actually, she's owed a ton of time off because she's been working lots of overtime. So she's going to take 2 weeks. On like 2 weeks in total, but that will include time on either end of the trip. And it kind of merges with our March break out here in Ontario. So my kids will go to my dad's for the majority of March break, but we kind of come back, three quarters of the way through. So, so we'll have to be parents again when we land, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Because by that time, everyone will miss. We'll all miss each other anyway, because we've spent so much time together. So, so we will get some hang time in there for sure. Because my show's obligations are like 3 days of the 8 days that we're going to be there.
Well, that's great. And then just mostly staying in the London area, or will you guys branch out a little bit?
Yeah, no, we're going to stay right downtown London. We got a flat that we've rented.
Look at you, flat. See?
Yeah, see, there you go. Right, I'm fitting in already. Jeff and his wife, and Chris and his wife, and me and Amanda are all going to crash in the flat and just make a party of it. So the name of the game, the girls were planning this. They were like, the name of the game will be markets. Wait, let me get this right. Markets, something else, and pubs. Markets, parks, and pubs, or something like that.
Okay.
They're calling it. And so I said, yeah, well, you guys, do the markets and the parks, the me and the boys will be in the pubs.
In the pubs. I like it. Amanda, for Valentine's Day, did you do anything yesterday, or are you pretty low-key? You guys have been together for a long time. So
we have, yeah, 17 years. So last night was a little bit more low-key, and we tried to make it about the kids, which, as it turns out, was a terrible idea because they were just rangy yesterday, and it didn't go very well. But tonight we have we're a part of this thing that's a run club where we go and run, and then we always have a date night afterwards. So tonight will be our Valentine's hang.
Wow. So you get hot and sweaty before the date, yep, which is the opposite of what it used to be, right? So that's pretty good.
I always bring a change of clothes, and everyone thinks I'm hilarious because I can't stand in wet, sweaty clothes. I need to get out of those right away. So I'll change in the back of the truck. Will everybody, because we have like a little after hang. Everybody brings an adult beverage,
yeah,
and we stand in a parking lot someplace in St. Catharines and just sort of catch up quickly. And
burn some calories and then drink some calories.
Exactly. You know, that's the
balance.
Name of the game.
It's all balance. Yep. All right. So have you ever had an epic fail for Valentine's, though, where it's been terrible? I was reading about Luke Bryan, and apparently he didn't make reservations at an Italian restaurant. They had to actually eat in the kitchen. Dallas Smith, I think one time, I think his wife got food poisoning after he took her out. So, you know, there's some fails out there sometimes.
Well, the worst that it's ever gotten for us is we were in Nashville while I was writing for 501, I think. So way back when, and the kids were small, and my parents had come down. They were going to watch them for the night. And we decided we would make a reservation at a place in a, you know, like a super trendy spot called the Gulch in Nashville. If you know, anybody that knows Nashville knows what the Gulch is. So we went down, and we had made the reservation online, but for whatever reason, they didn't have it in their system. And so they said, well, it's a 2-hour wait for a table inside, or you can sit on our heated patio. And we're like, well, we're Canadian. We'll go and sit on the heated patio. Terrible idea. Terrible idea in February.
Even in Nashville?
Oh my God. It was so cold. It was one of the years, I don't know if you've ever, if you've been down there or heard of these ice storms that they get. They've gotten an ice storm every year since I started going there for some reason. And they're always shocked about it. So this thing was the second time, or actually this was the first ice storm that I had been in Nashville for that completely shut the city down.
Wow.
And so it was cold. It was really, ice on the ground, but they had the heaters going, but it still was so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And we're trying our best to have a good time and teeth chattering and like, how's your drink? Oh, my drink is really good. How's your drink? It was like one of those moments. And then eventually we just ate our food. We're like, let's just get out of here. Go. This is stupid. Yeah.
That's
so funny. That was probably the worst that it's ever gotten for us. We're usually pretty good.
You've been busy, though, like, you know, being the stay-at-home dad and things, but you've been writing music, and we're going to get some of that this year. I've heard maybe 3 or 4 or more Tim Hicks songs coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an album? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I hope so. See, you never know in this day and age because the plan's going to change 25 times.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully, like for sure, I got a single coming out on February 25th. It's called Whiskey Does, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, I mean, it's a good good old country tune I wrote with Derek Rattan and Monty Criswell. We wrote it over Zoom because the borders were closed. And actually, Derek produced it. So that's kind of fun. First time he's been taken on a role as a producer in my world. So that was a whole lot of fun. But hopefully that will culminate into a record and a tour at some point.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, because it's like, I mean, you know how it goes now. It's like you release little bits and little bits and little bits, and hopefully it all winds up going on a record. So by the time, you know, you're pressing a CD, you're headed out on the road, and you get to kind of play those songs in front of people. So with any luck, you know, as the world turns, hopefully we're able to get back out and do our thing, you know, this summer and this spring even a little bit. We've got some stuff on the books. So fingers crossed all goes well and numbers keep coming down and we can get back to normal a little bit.
Is it weird working with a different producer? I mean, Rattan's done it all. I mean, he's done his own thing, and then he had some awesome writes, but now producing as well. What's it like to sort of turn it over to somebody new and say, hey, go ahead?
Yeah, it's a little bit weird, to be honest, because, for instance, you know, like Jeff Copeland and I mean, I feel like, you know, he's my Keith Richards to the Mick Jagger thing. Like, so it's always a little bit it feels a little cheaty, like I'm feeding on him or something. But, you know, we're grown men and we've had lots of talks, and he's like, you know, Tim, you got to go and check it out with everybody, you know, and it's, I'll always be here. And when we're ready to do the next thing, and we, because we're such good friends, that that can be a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I love Derek, and, you know, we, him and I, yeah, I mean, I think he's just friends with everybody. He's just such a cool guy. But him and I, for whatever reason, I feel akin to him in terms of my musical taste and what I like. And for, apparently, you know, my manager, Ron Kitchener, had been asking Derek for years, when are you going to produce something? When are you going to produce something? And, you know, I wrote a few tunes with him, and he kind of came back to us and said, listen, like, we've been talking about doing this production thing. I love these songs I wrote with Tim. Why don't we give it a go? And so it's just a different experience. Like, for instance, Jeff likes to cut drums with a drummer and then layer everything on, because he plays every instrument and he hears it in his head, and we have lots of discussions about it, and I feel like I'm in good hands when he's doing that, well, if I'm not going to be there for it. Derek, on the other hand, likes to cut, you know, purely Nashville style, like the classic Nashville style, like hire a band, go into a studio, live off the floor, three passes, and it sounds like it's on the radio, you know. So it's just a different process, and it's interesting to do it both ways. And I go through phases where I prefer to cut layer by layer versus sometimes I prefer to cut with a band, because I am a live guy at heart. Mm. So it kind of makes sense at the end of the day. It's just a matter of whether or not I can get a budget out of my record company.
Good luck. I know who Ron is. Good luck. I'm surprised. Right? I'm surprised you don't have to go and, you know, hey, listen, we're gonna feed the band, but you got to make the sandwiches. That's
yeah, exactly. Who says I didn't? Believe me.
That's true.
You got to check all these things out. And what I love about working with a Nashville band is, you know, you get all the it guys, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's no difference between the approach to cutting my songs than there is to the approach cutting like Kenny Chesney's songs. You know what I mean? And that is empowering as an artist, because you feel like you're working with cutting edge people, that's exciting.
Do you ever look up what these guys have done before you get into the studio? Like, I don't know if you know ahead of time who's coming, but mm-hmm. that would be overwhelming to me to walk into a studio and know that this guy's played on every single damn Kenny Chesney record or, you know, whatever. And then, I mean, I'm not saying I'm just Tim Hicks. I don't mean that, but yeah. Like you must feel something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we do know who we get going in, and you know, all like, for me, like, I'm sort of tapped into that scene anyway, so I know if I've got Kenny Greenberg or Derek Wells on that track, or Miles McPherson on the drums, that's exciting to me. Like, the guys, you know, Miles, for instance, played on all the Paramore stuff, so he really brings that rock element to what I do. And, you know, Derek and Kenny have been Nashville mainstays for a long time, and both of them, I think they just swap guitar player of the year for year. You know, it's just like, they're so good, and they have such good ideas that they bring to the session that you can't argue, you know. And what was great about this is that because I couldn't go to Nashville, we used this program called Audio Movers that everybody's talking about. So I was able to communicate with in real time and listen to the band cutting on the floor in Nashville from the comfort of my home studio where I'm talking to you from right now. So it's like, it was pretty wild to be able to listen to them, you know, through my studio monitors and through my headphones, you know, at that very moment that they were cutting. And I could ask, like, they would ask, hey, Tim, so we were thinking, like, maybe we take the ending one more time through and give Kenny an extra solo. Are you cool with that? I'm like, yeah, try it out, you know, and they can, yeah. And so they can kind of do their thing, even though I'm not in the room and not in the control room, I'm still in contact with them, and I can hear it happen all in real time. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up, you know, as I was listening to them play. So it was a pretty cool experience.
It'd be terrible not to ask you, and then I'll wrap this up, but I got to ask, Olympics are on right now. If you were doing an Olympic sport, which one would you do well at, do you think?
Oh man, I don't think I would do well at any of them, but I've always wanted to try a bobsled.
Yeah.
I think that would be so terrifying.
I would miss it. I feel like it would just leave without me. I'd be the guy like just kind of running behind going, okay, I'll catch up. Don't.
Yeah. I saw someone post the other day, like that especially like the two person bobsled thing was probably like a joke one time. They're like, yeah, now two of you get on there. And then it just suddenly became an Olympic sport. Like as if you're not taking your life into your hands while you're, while you're traveling that fast down a mountain, like on a track, right? It's just so wild.
Can't imagine. But, also Big Air. I think like we were watching the Big Air snowboards last night and it's like,
yeah,
man, whoever decided that that was like, hey, let's try this.
Yeah.
Let's try. I don't know.
I mean, I was into snowboarding when you could buy those. Remember Canadian Tire in the 90s had three snowboards. They had the blue one, the red one, and the black one.
Yep.
Like I had the blue one. You know what I mean? So that was always the bet, like to try it. If you could catch air and land, man, oh man. But I took so many spills on that thing. I'm lucky I never broke any bones.
I'm watching the pretty much all the events. They all talk about the injuries that these athletes have had.
And oh, yeah.
Aren't you glad you work in the music business? I mean,
absolutely.
I keep thinking, man, I'm glad I chose radio. I have all my ACLs and everything intact. I've never torn one.
I played this motocross event one time in Ontario, and everybody I met had a cast on. And I thought, like, what are you guys doing? Like, what? You must really love it. And they're like, oh yeah, man, no, it's cool. I mean, it hurt when I went down, but it was really cool. And I like my girlfriend got the spill on my on video, so it was totally worth it. It's like, oh man,
the video is worth it. Tim, thank you very much for this, man. We always have a blast. It's good.
I appreciate it, Charlotte. Thanks, man. Yeah.
From the veteran Tim Hicks to the relatively newcomer Bretton Rose, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Shiloh?
Good. I say relatively because I was told this is the one you're working now is your fourth radio single. Is that true?
Yes, it is my fourth radio single. I've released three singles before, about 2 years, 2 or 3 years ago now. Wow. So this is kind of my new era of music coming out.
And have you seen a growth? Like when you listen back to your first one, are you like, oh, okay, I'm way better now?
Yes, I definitely have. My first three singles, I was about like 16, 17, 18 when I wrote and recorded those songs. And I'm going to turn 21 here in April. And so I just feel like that's such an age of growth for anybody, not even a musician, just in life in general. So I feel like I've improved a lot. I've been working hard on my skills and my songwriting, and I have seen so much growth, and I feel so proud of this new music because I feel like I've grown, and I'm really happy and proud of the new music.
You are super smart, graduating high school 2 years early. Also, you were in all kinds of music classes going through like the Conservatory of Music and stuff. So tell me, like, what was it like when you went to your parents and your teachers and things and said, hey, I want to do country? Because you could have chosen any genre of music and you would have been successful. So tell me, what was that conversation like?
Yeah, I definitely, country is, it's such, I love the storytelling in country music, and it's such, I just love all the stories that are woven through and the sounds and like steel guitar, and I love all of that kind of stuff. And that's definitely a music taste that developed as I grew up myself and was exploring my own musical tastes and what I liked, because both my parents were not into country at all. My mom's very 80s, my dad liked rock and roll and like that kind of stuff growing up. Mm-hmm. So I definitely developed the love for country music more as I grew and got into my own music. And I just kind of gravitated because country and country pop is what I listen to with some of my favorite artists, like on my everyday playlist. So it just kind of felt like a natural place that I wanted my own music to go, and kind of the sound I just gravitated towards.
Okay. So if you could pull anybody out of your playlist or anyone that you love to go on tour with, if they said to you, hey, Bretton Rose, you're going to open up for me, which artist would you love to do it? What's your bucket list?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Probably my bucket list would be probably Taylor Swift. I look up to her so much as her career as a whole, like not just her music side, but her business side and the way she markets herself and does everything, her songwriting, her songs. I think she has such an impactful career that would totally be a bucket list. If someone told me I could open for Taylor Swift, that would just be insane. So definitely bucket list for sure.
Hey, you never know, right? You never know at some point. All right. So you're in university as well. Music is your passion, your dream, it's your goal. But what do you want to do with university? Cause you are taking classes right now. You just got out of one and all that. So
Yeah, like you said, I graduated high school in 2 years. If I'm being honest, I'm a bit of a nerd. I love school. I love learning. I just love learning in general. So I'm taking psychology in school, and I'm in my fourth year, and I love it. I love learning, and I love learning about the psychology. I've always been fascinated by the way people's brains work and why people do things and how society is. And that's actually been really applicable to music and just certain things. Like, I've learned in like a sports class that musicians are very similar to athletes and in the way our brains are. And I just love that. And I hope to just continue to learn and maybe I'll take it further. But music is what I really want to do. And I just wanted to continue my education because I love my education as well. But yeah, music is definitely my main focus and my passion in
life.
You're
so smart. Like, it's I love how you slid that in there. I did high school in 2 years, and then now it's like, come on. I mean, you're talking to a radio guy that barely did it in the allotted amount of time. Okay, so you're gonna play a song for us. It's your current single. Tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll let you go and we'll let you play that for us.
Yeah, so it's my brand new single, Making Progress. I wrote it with the very talented Lydia Sutherland and Aaron Pollock, who are amazing artists and amazing songwriters. I've been writing with them a lot over the pandemic. And so this song is just kind of about knowing that it's valid to feel whatever you're feeling after a heartbreak, whether it's good or bad. But it's also important to just keep moving forward and keep like making yourself better or whatever you need to do, and that it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling, if you're feeling sad or you're feeling over it, but it's just important to keep going and keep making progress.
Well, you're definitely making progress in your career, and I gotta tell you, everyone's gonna love this song. I had a chance to listen to it before you jumped on, and it is phenomenal. Hey, Brett and Rose, keep in touch, and if I ever have any e-classes to do for work, you like school so much, I'll just pass you the link, okay?
I do. Please do. Please do. I would happily do that.
Here's Brett and Rose acoustically playing her latest single.
I showed up at the party and you're kissing on somebody new. Like I'm see-through, and now you got me overthinking, and I'm over-drinking over you. I kinda hate you a little less than I did last time. You're gonna ruin a little less of my night. I'm not okay, but I'm gonna be fine. Yeah, we're in the same room, and I'm gonna avoid you. Yeah, I might get jealous, but I ain't going home tonight. Making me miss you. Guess I had to see you to start cleaning up your mess. Yeah, I'm not there yet, I know, but I'm making progress. Wearing that little red dress, not trying to impress, cause I didn't know I'd see you making your friends head spin soon as I walk in. I know they would've never wanna be you. You look as good as you did last time, but I'm done hoping that you'll change your mind, and you'll be wishing that you could've changed mine. Yeah, we're in the same room, and I'm gonna avoid you. Yeah, I might get jealous, but I ain't going home tonight. All this is making me miss you. Guess I had to see you to start cleaning up your mess. Yeah, I'm not through yet, I know. I'm making progress. Yeah, you're gone, moving on, that's for sure. No more nights crying on the bathroom floor. I hope you see that I'll be kissing somebody new too. Yeah, we're in the same room, and I'm gonna avoid you. Yeah, I might get jealous, but you're the one who's going home tonight. All this is making me miss you. Guess I had to see you to start cleaning up your mess. Yeah, I'm not there yet, I know. To start cleaning up your mess. Yeah, I'm not there yet, I know. But I'm making progress. I'm making progress. I'm making progress. I'm making progress.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.